Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Yes, Reedy's mail indeed, that man being Brent Reed. G'day, Reedy.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Reedy, how you going, buddy?
Oh, g'day, Joe. How are you? I'm good,
mate.
Yeah.
How'd the footy go? Was it the kids' footy you're at?
Oh, don't start me, Tony. Well, tough day, mate.
They had to win, didn't they, to stay in?
They had to win. Mm. They led 1-0. My son scored the goal. Missed a penalty as well. He'll get hauled over the coals for that tonight. No food for him. But led 1-0.
Father of the year.
Led 1-0 with 5 to go. Conceded a goal. Unbelievable.
Reedy, you're doing the right thing there. I'm all about tough love. Look at Tristan now, mate. He's killing it, mate. Because, you know,
a bit
of tough love.
Reedy, would
you
that...
Spare the Roger spoiler child, Bill.
Yeah. Would that have anything to do with the fact that you cancelled training during the week because it suited your schedule?
Well, told him. They played so bad the week before. They was horrific on Saturday. After the game last Saturday, I pulled them off the field. I got them on the group. I said, boys, you got what you deserve today. Worst performance of the year. I just can't training.
Oh, you're not coach of the year.
Yeah. Reedy, you're like the Giants netball coach who last weekend talking to one of the Diamonds who was back playing the Giants and didn't like what he was seeing.
Rob Wright from the Magpies.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, was quite kind of very straightforward. And she said, can I get some positives? I'm just hearing negatives.
Yeah.
So you're kind of tough love kind of coach, are you?
Can't sugarcoat things, Tom. Right. They're 11 years old.
Yeah.
Experience the world.
Oh, Craig Bellamy wouldn't have cancelled training. No. I'll just put it that way.
Oh, wow. Shots fired.
He'd have been spitting after the way they played last week. He would have stormed out of the box.
Yeah. Would he have been spitting when Christian Welsh went down with his 14th ACL?
Well, that's a really sad story, right? Yeah. Because it's actually his good knee he's done this time. If you remember earlier in the year, he thought he'd done his ACL. And in a panic, he's got an option in his deal in Melbourne. He took up the option. He then, when he found out it wasn't his ACL, he went back to the club and said, look, I might have panicked a bit. I might have jumped too early. He went back on the open market. He got George Mimas as a really respected manager to look after him because he was doing it himself. And George has been in talks with Parramatta. Now, I'm not sure where that is now because he's now obviously gone and done his ACL. Parramatta are going to have to have some more discussions about what they do about Christian Welch, where they press ahead, because they're also obviously in the mix for Regan Campbell Gillard. So it's a really concerning story for Christian Welch, because he's been one of those guys who's toured all the way in Melbourne. He's probably stayed there for unders in the past, and his option would have been unders as well. And this was probably going to be a good payday for him, but now I think it's in jeopardy because he's now done the ACL on the good knee. So really tough night for Christian Welch. We'll see how it plays out at Parramatta now.
He sounds like a cracking bloke too, just what he does off the field, in and around. And I think I saw something the other day where he was going to get paid for something and then he said, make it out to
on
my
Fox
charity.
Sports. Yeah, he
make
did.
It out to my charity or something. Yeah, I know how that feels. That's great.
that's one of the reasons Parramatta wanted him, because of what he brings off the field. Yeah. Wasn't just on the field, it was what he could have done for their culture and
you
know, the sort of guy he is. So, look, I don't think it's dead and buried with Parra, but obviously they'll have to revisit it now because, I mean, doing an ACL now, he'll miss the start of next year, maybe halfway through next year before he gets back. So they're obviously going to take all of that into account.
That's true. And we do pay Wendell straight into the Wendell Saylor Foundation.
Hey, actually, Reedy, can I ask, did you hear about the story about Christian Welch in and around Origin? Were you on air when I told that story?
No, what was that story?
So he got like 25. He bought 25 tickets for his mates for the Origin. Obviously when he debuted, and then what he did was he paid and where they were staying at the hotel or the pub. He put a $5,000 like a drink on the bar so they could have pre-drinks before the game.
Wow,
out of his own pocket.
He sounds like a fantastic. He's a really smart guy too. I mean, he's gone to Harvard and done Harvard. I think it's Harvard.
Yeah, I think he went to Harvard. Yeah.
He went with Ryan Hoffman during the off-season and did that. I think it's a one-week sort of management course. I think he's doing his MBA. Christian Welch, really, really smart guy.
That's great.
One of those guys in the Sydney market. He could, make a real name for himself on television as well.
All right. Speaking of movements, we've been just chatting about Jesse Ramien and his disappearance from the Knights. Where will he appear? What's likely? What are you hearing?
Yeah, look, the Storm have discussed him as well. It's an interesting one because remember earlier in the year there was a lot of talk about Curtis Scott and what Curtis Scott might do, and I don't think the Curtis Scott issue is dead and buried yet. I think there's a chance that maybe Curtis Scott might leave at the end of the year and come back to Sydney. Now, if that happens, I think Melbourne will have a good hard look at Jesse Ramien. They have talked about him internally, but at the moment they're not going to push ahead with him because Obviously, they don't have a spot for him, and Oliver's doing a great job for him at the moment. But, you know, if Curtis Scott does go, I wouldn't be surprised if Melbourne take a look at him. Now, he might be done and dusted by then because there's a handful of clubs that are really seriously looking at him. The Sharks, the West Tigers, North Queensland, those sort of clubs having a good hard look at him. Parramatta may visit him as well. So he may not be around at the end of the year or when the time comes. But, you know, Melbourne have discussed him. They're not pressing ahead with it at the moment. But let's just see what happens with Curtis Scott before we put a line through them.
Because he started at the Sharks. And I think part of the reason why that he moved away from there was because I think I'm not going to say it's some bad influences, but his mum and dad thought, you know, he needed to go somewhere and be a bit more disciplined with his footy. So, and then he moved to Melbourne and Craig Bellamy, the best in the business.
All right. What about in the coaches' circle? There seems to be a bit of pressure on quite a number.
Well, to me, I think, Tony, I don't think there's any pressure on any of them towards the back end of this year. I think all those guys will survive.
Yep.
But I reckon the start next year, you're going to see some pressure like we've never seen before. There's at least five coaches who are heading into the next year under immense pressure. Paul McGregor, Dean Pay, Paul Green, Steve Kearney and Nathan Brown. Now, Nathan Brown, he might even, you know, depending on what happens over the next 6 weeks, Brownie could be under. He mightn't even get the start of next year. But, you know, we've had a relatively calm season. I mean, Garth Brennan's the only bloke who's, from memory, it's hard to remember everything that's happened this season, but Garth Brennan's the only one that's been outed. But I reckon heading into next year, there's going to be five coaches at least under immense pressure to keep their jobs. It's going to make the start of next year really interesting for those guys.
Yeah, five coaches. Ah, yes. The intrigue never ends in rugby league. Reedy, as ever, thank you so much. We'll catch up again next week.
Got to go watch some videos. I'm pour over the kids' performance.
You're next level, mate.
Coach of the year, there he is, Brent Reed.